This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. All the ends are here to work for you. We're going to, there's an interesting way for you to help people out that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Right now, though, Jennifer brings us up to date on an important trending story.
Well, could we handle a little bipartisan news? Would that be okay with everybody?
That's fine.
President Trump at the White House this week has announced that he is backing a bipartisan criminal justice reform bill. This is way overdue. It's a 180-degree twist from some of the campaign promises that he made on the road before he became president. But he said in a statement this week that our whole nation benefits if former inmates are able to re-enter society as productive, law-abiding citizens. This is being called, this proposal is being called the First Step Act, and it's the first major rewrite of the nation's criminal justice sentencing laws that we've had in decades. And now, he still is tough on crime. There is no doubt. Republicans, Trump, some Democrats still tough on crime. But this is going to allow the president and the government a little wiggle room for some cases that have a lot of gray area. Jared Kushner has been rallying the president to get his support on this, along with Rand Paul, who's a Republican, and some key Democrats. What it's set up to do is allows judges to have more discretion in the sentencing of criminals so that you don't have someone like, I think her name was Alice Johnson, that Kim Kardashian went to the White House. We covered all of that. And she was in prison for a first-time drug offense, and she was in prison for life. You're going to give the judges a little more discretion to take into account these situations. Is there going to be a future for reform? Is this person going to probably be a lifetime criminal? They'll just add a little more control for the human touch rather than just the law, plain and simple, black and white, for all of these cases that impact people's long-term imprisonment or not. So it's a first step. It does have bipartisan support, and goodness knows we could use some at this point.
Goodness gracious.
Great. I am so happy about this. Does it have bail reform in it as well?
I don't know.
Because that's something that's... I think Jared Kushner has also talked about that. I mean, that's been an issue in a lot of states, especially in New York. You know, people can't make their bail, and then they're in jail for forever because they just can't get out.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then they, you know, they lose their houses, they can't support their families, and it's just, and for low-level crimes, possession of marijuana, things like that, it's just stupid the way that the system is set up. So I applaud this. I think it's great.
All right, while we're in the political pew here for a moment, I noticed that there are some people that have their feathers ruffled, and so they are protesting Amazon building headquarters in New York on Long Island City.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of local Pauls, State Senator Michael Gianaris and City Council member Jimmy Van Bramer, have said that there is too much tax money going to support Amazon. There are a number of people looking at ways to kind of screw around with this, including potential legislative ways. Some of the elements of the deal reviewed by state legislators through the Public Authorities Control Board, which requires unanimous approval for aspects of this deal, tax grants to Amazon. This is what these people do, though, everywhere. So there were 150 people protesting outside meeting of their council, I guess, in Long Island City. So there were a number of people anyway that were bashing the deal, so it doesn't look like it's a fait accompli, or will the people who are in favor of it will shout these people down?
I'm sure they'll just steamroll over the citizens, unfortunately. Yeah. But the problem is where this campus is going to be built, this headquarters in Long Island City. Excuse me. Parts of Long Island City have brand new apartment buildings, but the rest of Long Island City, and it's not very big, it's a tiny little strip of land. It's projects. It's a wasteland. No one wants to live there.
Awful.
It's, you know, and so the so
you gentrify
bridge,
the whole thing. They'll tear all this down.
Well, but the problem is though that they have no heating. They have hot water problems in the projects that are right next to where this campus is going to be built. So there are a lot of people that are really upset about this. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure those
people better start looking for a new house because they are not that outfit that thing won't survive. They'll somebody will buy it up and they'll send them all.
Well, the thing is though about projects, you can. That's one thing about New York City. If you live in Section 8 housing, which is also sometimes called the projects, those buildings can't be sold. So you have neighborhoods in all throughout Manhattan that are the most expensive zip codes in the country, and there's projects right in the middle, and it makes for really bad living conditions when people who have a lot of money and have $20 million townhouses and they live a block away from the projects, it creates a lot of problems. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of tension. This is just going to be the next neighborhood that's going to suffer through that. It's not great.
All right. Well, we'll watch it with interest. In a moment, we're going to face Facebook in an interesting way right after these messages.
At Ulta Beauty, Black Friday is more like Glam Friday with extra glitter. So get ready for eye-catching gifts like dramatic mascaras from Tarte and Urban Decay for only $10, or the All-Stars Kit from MAC for only $20, and magical must-haves like Morphe Super Soft Makeup Brush Set for half off. That's 100% glam for 50% less. Black Friday is the day to find something for everyone on your night list, even you. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand underscore exclamation point, 1985. Knew it.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what we can figure to help people. This is the time of year when people want to give. And Facebook has done a lot in the fundraising department, and they've got some new tools to help you if you're trying to raise money for some charitable cause. We have Emily Dalton-Smith, who's the director of Social Good Product at Facebook, to help us focus on the successes of some of these things. This is a project, charitable giving is on people's minds, as I said, the end of the year, Christmas time, we want to give. So let's see if we can get some help and some ideas from Ms. Smith. Welcome back. The idea of money being raised and the fact that you've raised, or you have, or through fundraisers at Facebook, $1 billion has been raised. Is that right?
That is. It's incredible. It's a really huge number, but what it means is that 20 million people have come together to create or donate to causes they care about on Facebook. We're just so inspired by what they've done. over the past couple of years since we've had our fundraising tools live. We see people coming together for all different causes. Right now, we're incredibly inspired by people who are supporting their communities affected by the California wildfires, supporting friends and family who have been displaced, helping them rebuild their lives, and donating to small community organizations that are going to help their communities rebound.
All right, let's get, I have a couple of examples here, Emily, if you don't mind, so that people get the gist of what you're talking about through actual programs, actual events, things that have taken place to raise money. What, got a couple of good examples?
I do. One of the most inspiring examples we've seen recently was a woman whose sister, brother-in-law, and nephew were killed in a car crash, leaving behind her two nephews and niece. This woman, Teresa, fundraised for the kids' recovery and had a community of people from across the world come together to help the family with funds, but also with well wishes and support on the kids' road to recovery. We also see people fundraising during other times as well. So I recently dedicated my birthday to the March of Dimes to help support moms and babies across the country get great access to prenatal care and information. And care and information after the babies are born. And then we see people fundraising for a variety of causes. Donors Choose is available on the platform, so we see teachers fundraising for their students and for supplies for their classrooms, and then people creating fundraisers to support animals across the country. It's really heartwarming to see all the causes that people care about and what matters to them.
Is there any dollar amount affixed to this? In other words, would you not take on a project unless it has a goal of X number of dollars, or can anybody raise 10 bucks if they want to?
Nope. Anybody can raise any amount. We see people raising amounts large and small, from 10 bucks to hundreds or thousands or even millions of dollars sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it really doesn't matter how much you raise. What matters most is that you're supporting a cause that you care about and having people come together around that.
Okay, let's take a moment here. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, anybody who's listening that has an idea or has any... I've got three or four ideas as I'm talking to you, people that I want to help, including a woman who is somebody who used to work for me who's got breast cancer. She can't hold on to her job. She needs money. I just gave her some money to help her out, but I'd like to create this. Will you tell us or take us through the steps, if you can, quickly as to how we can go to Facebook and set one of these things up?
Absolutely. It's really easy. You just go to facebook.com/fundraisers. You click create a fundraiser. You choose who you want to fundraise for, so yourself or a nonprofit organization or a friend, and then set a goal, share a little bit about the story, and click create. And then we'll take over and do a lot of the work for you, sharing your story with people in your network, helping you collect donations, and then helping you manage that fundraiser along the way.
All right. So there it is. Pretty simple, straightforward, very inspiring. And these tools are there for anybody to use. I thought when is Giving Tuesday?
Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving, that's right. Okay.
After Thanksgiving. So you have Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. And this Giving Tuesday, we're partnering with PayPal to match up to $7 million of donations made on Facebook. It's the largest match in Giving Tuesday history. And we're excited that organizations, large and small, are going to be able to benefit.
So give us that again. Underscore that one more time quickly.
$7 million in matching funds on Giving Tuesday for donations made on Facebook. Anybody who wants to take advantage of the match can simply create a fundraiser, and we'll be matching up to $7 million of donations on that day.
Okay, I have the Doug Steffen charity to fix my teeth. Let's see if we can get matching donations, right? I'm being facetious, but this is a great way. Well, congratulations. Good for you. Thanks, Emily, for telling us this story. Facebook.com/fundraisers. Facebook.com/fundraisers for Giving Tuesday. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
It's not exactly what you'd expect for this song or for Eric Clapton, but here we go. It's Christmas music time here on the DJV program. So Jennifer and Victoria Carey, and you and I have the opportunity to listen to the new Eric Clapton Christmas song. Crank this up, would you, Kara?
Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
I love it. Actually, it is kind of. I've always liked Eric Clapton since he was in Cream, actually. But this is. Some of others that grabs you. Anyway, his favorite things about Christmas, he says, are snow, a roaring fire, a few chestnuts knocking about, and a huge turkey. My wife is an incredible cook. So she'll lay on the best Christmas lunch possible, all the classic things. He loves the holidays so much, Eric Clapton. He's released a new album called Happy Xmas, which he's celebrating with a new claymation-style video for his bluesy take on this song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And the video actually tells the story of a young blues fanatic who looks like Clapton, going to see a blues giant and dreaming of getting a guitar for Christmas. Story isn't far from the truth for Clapton. At his age, he's 73, he says, almost every Christmas, my wife, Melia, believes in giving me a guitar. Sometimes I've just had to hint at it. You want to know what I want for Christmas, and she gets the point.
Isn't that another, sort of the worst thing to give Eric Clapton? A guitar every Christmas? Got it. Thanks, Mom.
Another Clapton Christmas ritual, making a Christmas playlist, which he says changes every year, highlighting different genres of music every year, from jazz to swing to rock. Last year, he says the list focused on country, which led his wife to suggest he make a Christmas album. Now that they've done the album, Clapton says, I may not need to make a playlist anymore, at least not this year. So, what is this? Every day will be like a holiday? Is that what this is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do we think of this? Eric Clapton. All right, I want to listen to How Lonesome Christmas Sounds. Not that I think this is the greatest song for the holidays, but this is the more
uplifting.
Upbeat, yeah. I'm miserable for Christmas!
I love this man this Christmas. Sitting by the fire with you.
Uh-huh. I can see listening to this a little in the car, especially. I bet some of these things will make it onto the playlist of radio stations during Christmas season, you guys think?
Probably. You need to add some fresh blood every year.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, the same damn old songs.
Stuff.
Right.
Yep.
All right. A little clip of Merry Christmas, Baby from this new Christmas album also, Carol.
You sure to treat me nice. High five for Christmas.
That lyric line, high five for Christmas.
In paradise.
Yeah. All right, I like Lonesome Christmas best on this list. Eric Clapton with a new Christmas album. Also from the Christmas list that we have, we're playing for you as part of our celebration. We're getting into it casually with a few tunes every day as we have time in our Christmas, well, just the music spot every hour. Here's Sam Smith with his
version
of Have
You. Lonesome Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
get ready to slit your wrists, everybody.
Every little Christmas. Let your heart.
Where's the noose? I'm ready to hang myself already.
From now on.
Why do they even do this?
Why? How does this get the number 90?
He can sing happy birthday and make you want to go, oh, God, happy this is my last birthday. He's just so depressing. You.
Merry Christmas, guys.
28 past the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of U.S. senators pushing for a bill to be passed that would protect the special counsel Robert Mueller and his Russia investigation. Arizona Republican Jeff Flake and Delaware Democrat Chris Coons asking for the bill to be brought to the floor for a full Senate vote ASAP, but Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's objected. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says,
well, this is a manufactured problem. President Trump is not going to fire Mueller. Mueller is going to be allowed to do his job.
The death toll's up to 56 from the Camp Fire in Northern California. More than 10,000 homes and other structures have been destroyed. Officials say the death toll could still rise as 130 people are still listed as missing. The first taste of some wintry weather of the season being felt in the nation's northeast this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
One of those things, right? It's 34 after the hour.
Technical support with his iPhone or something.
Well, here's what we're doing. This is the big news of the that my technical prowess is gaining with each day, and Kara says that she's enabling me. But wait a minute, calm down. Yeah, it is kind of.
Your technical prowess.
You're still having Kara do everything for you. So.
No, she doesn't do everything for me.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're right. I do the other half. Prowess is increasing because Kara's doing it all for me.
Yeah, I can never count on Jennifer
like,
to help
I'm getting really good at this stuff.
Yeah.
Jen, how do you get away from all the tech support stuff that Kara and I
ooh, I'll be right back. I have to blow my nose. Oh, bathroom trip. I'm gotta go.
Look, anyway,
this ain't, now, this ain't my first rodeo, kids. I've been here a long time.
Just hanging on to this.
Yeah, you're right. So during the break, everybody disappears.
Never be disappointed.
But see, Kara can't leave because we have to keep things on the air. So Kara is a captive. Anyway, what we're talking about here is a new way to retrieve your phone. And if you didn't hear Victoria tell you how you can save your lost phone other than using the trick of finding a lost phone or putting it on your iPad or whatever it is. So there's this new way of doing it, and I decided that I wanted to get this done. So Kara and
actually,
I have been
like
talking.
Actually, like the lowest tech way to find your phone.
Right. So what you do is you bring yourself back around to the beginning of what happens when you turn your phone on. And in my case, it's...
By that, he means go to your lock screen.
Yeah, your lock screen.
And there's a picture of Miles and me there. But we wanted to update it a little bit, so I was trying to find another picture. And I just sent you one with Miles and I doing the hula hoop.
Now, how is sending Kara a picture for your phone? How is that working? I don't get it.
She's going to do what has to be done and send it back.
Oh, jeez.
That's why he said I'm enabling him.
It's so much easier for you to just learn how to do this, Doug, on your own phone. It takes 2 seconds.
Is it easier?
It should be.
Yeah.
It's easier for you, clearly. Because if you think about it, Kara, because he's going to send it to you. You're going to edit it. You're going to add in the text, if this phone is found, please call whatever number. Then you have to send it back to him. He's going to have to save it on his computer, which is not going to be saved onto his iPhone. And it's going to be 9 extra steps.
Why would he have to save it on his computer? He can just save
because
it on his
knowing
iPhone.
Him, he's going to open the email that you send him on his computer. He's going to save it. And then he's not going to know how to save it onto his iPhone.
Huh.
I was going to send a text message, but you know what? If it's easier, I will let you be the one to explain how to edit on this phone.
Sleeping. What are you trying to do? Crazy. Essentially, it's not really, it's a very lo-fi trick. So all you need to do is on your lock screen, edit the photo, whatever photo you choose, and just go into the edit to the markup button and just type in the text of if found, please call, and then have whatever your backup number is. So if someone finds your phone, it's obviously locked, they can't get into it, but they'll be able to see the lock screen and they'll see the message of what phone number to call as your backup.
So why are you putting a picture of Brendan and Miles behind that? Why? What?
Well, no,
whatever his lock
screen
photo.
I was trying to. We had a picture that Brendan and I and Miles took this past weekend. That I was going to use
the
screensaver, but
but
Karis is too fat to fit in there because it was taken the long way, not the up and down way.
Well, let's talk about
the other way.
All right. This fascinating, scintillating conversation brought to you by your friends on the DJV show. Let's see, Victoria, it would be your turn now to put your disgust down at my lack of prowess and bring us up to date on something.
Well, I have a new disgust,
technology,
which is something I think all of us are pretty disgusted by, and that's ticks. So there is apparently an explosion of the tick population, and even the government is now getting involved, saying that a congressional advisory committee is sounding the alarm on Lyme disease and other emerging tick-related illnesses because they've become a serious and growing threat to public health. The findings presented in a report to Congress recommend surveillance, prevention, diagnosis, and treatment measurements for tackling the problem. It's not just Lyme disease to worry about. There are at least 20 known medical conditions that result from tick bites. It affects 300,000 Americans each year. That number is pretty rapidly climbing. A lot of this has to do with the deer population, too, to be honest.
Yep.
You know, as beautiful as they are, they're so overpopulated, and they're just encroaching on neighborhoods. They're everywhere. Now that I don't live in New York City, they were even in New York City. They made it into Central Park, which no one knows how that happened. But now that I'm in the suburbs in New Jersey, I see them everywhere. And it's a horrible, horrible thing with the ticks. So the Tick-Borne Disease Working Group is the name of this new group. It's been established under the 21st Century Cures Act of 2016. And they're tasked with proposing how to rein in this public health problem. I don't really think that they have much of a solution at this point, but knowing that 300,000 plus Americans are affected by tick bites, and the diseases that they carry is pretty severe. So I'm sure we'll be seeing maybe some vaccines happening in the future and a lot of public health advisories. And, I think something is going to have to be done about the deer overpopulation. Also, field mice are carrying a very, very severe form of deadly form of ticks that are even worse, they say, than deer ticks. So it's getting gross and grosser and grosser.
Yep, it's not a good deal, not a good thing. Government getting involved, sometimes people think that complicates it, but you got to have some leadership. Speaking of that, the EPA is doing something I'm sort of surprised about, frankly, given the tenure, the tone of this, tenor probably is a better word, of this administration. The new administrator, this Pruitt got fired, so there's a new guy in there called Andrew Wheeler, who announced the launch of a cleaner truck initiative. The goal is to reduce nitric oxide, NOx, emissions from highway trucks. Last time the standards were updated was 2001, according to the EPA. Even though these emissions have dropped by more than 40%, heavy-duty trucks still are responsible for one-third of those emissions. This appears to mark a shift. The agency was moving to roll back air pollution regulations. This is an exception to that. Not a lot of details yet, whether it'll affect tractors as well as big trucks, tractors on the farm, that sort of thing. It only affects new vehicles, but still, I find it, at least on my farm, when we encounter something new, it's really very difficult to manage the mechanical side of taking care of these things because they're so intricate and they are subject to breakdown. It's really this, the forcing, although after I saw that documentary last weekend on the plane put out by the Discovery Channel about what NASA's doing and the pictures of the ozone hole and the increase in carbon dioxide, I am concerned myself about this stuff now and would like to see something done. I just don't know how you take. I get the engines. There's a simple problem, by the way, here that can be fixed pretty quickly. The injectors in diesel engines that squirt the fuel into the combustion chamber into so the pistons will fire, those things can foul out if you're using cheap fuel, which a lot of people do because now diesel price is crazy, more expensive than gasoline. So people are buying the cheapest stuff they can, especially some of these over-road truckers that own their own trucks. So the injectors foul out, and they have to be replaced. But if they're fouled out, that's the black smoke. When you see a truck going down the road with a lot of black smoke coming out of it, it's because the fuel's not being burned, and it's just blowing it out the snack. That's what the black smoke is the fuel, the unburned fuel, because the injector's not working correctly. And so that's these all they really need to do is probably redesign the injectors so that they burn better whatever kind of fuel goes in it. The military actually... The military figured this out, and those of you who were in the military that drove deuce and a halfs, those old, the trucks that were, they still have them around, I mean, there's still a lot of them around, that would burn any, what are you laughing at? Am I getting too into the weeds here with this?
Deuce and a half. I'm ready to learn about editing your photos again.
I know, right? I was going to say, I feel like Jen, I fell asleep.
All right, let me do, but I'm just going to put a spin on this and sure. Then we'll move on. The way that the Army said to Mack Trucks and General Motors, build us an engine that'll burn any fuel, burn anything. It'll burn any kind of oil, it'll burn gasoline, it'll burn diesel, it'll burn heating oil, whatever. We'll build us an engine, and they did. And that engine is the cleanest burning engine of anything that you could put in a truck, and anything practically on the road. And so that solves the problem. If they just make the engines like those old engines in the deuce and a half, they'd be fine. So let's see if they're smart enough to figure that out. I just did. Maybe I should go into the, what do you think? Should I go into the engine rebuild business in addition to the other stuff? Huh? And
yeah,
we can buy up all the old
deuce and a half.
I'll
tell you,
all right.
Trouble.
You've had your way with me now. We'll get back to something more serious. I actually want to talk about the latest from the business, the victims of the California fires, and what's going on with them right after this.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg, and I partnered with these companies to help simplify your holiday home prep and shopping. American Standard's Beal Measure Fill Touch Kitchen Faucet streamlines cooking. It provides a precise amount of water faster than using measuring cups. The easy touch on-off feature works with the touch of a wrist or back of a hand, ideal when your hands are full or dirty. Jura's S8 is a premium bean-to-cup coffee brewing machine. A color touch screen provides intuitive operation and customization from grind to brew to satisfy any preference. It also offers up to 15 coffee specialties. Visit a Sur La Table store for your own holiday coffee taste test.
Drops household bundles are delivered directly to your door in a fully compostable cardboard box. Drops pod-based detergent is a natural, plant-based, chlorine-free, biodegradable way to clean your laundry and dishes. Subscription wash plans start as low as $4 a month. Buy it exclusively at drops.com. Buy a practical and stylish gift to protect a recent iPhone upgrade or to refresh an older device from OtterBox, the most trusted brand in cell phone case protection. The Symmetry Case Series features trendy designs, bright colors, and popular Disney, Star Wars, and NFL team themes. Mural Canvas is a digital frame that looks like real art, not a video screen, thanks to Mural's patented technology. Mural's library is like Spotify for artwork. Own $3 billion worth of art on your wall for under $50 a year. I'm David Gregg, senior editor for BehindTheBuy.com.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to, where are we here? The fires in California this year have been on our mind. I have a friend, as a matter of fact, she's associated with this program, and she is probably one of the best astrologers in the country, Maria Trilogy. Her son was the first person to die in the California fires last year. And she has recently gone to a meeting with a group of lawyers representing the families of those who lost lives or their homes, because there is a huge lawsuit that is on file against Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E. The complaint claims PG&E was negligent in maintaining the infrastructure and equipment. It says the company's inexcusable behavior contributed to the cause of the fire. The blaze killed now this year 56 people. So what, all this stuff this year, last year, these people don't get it, Jennifer. They don't understand. They don't give a damn, apparently. They did the same thing this year. They're going to be charged with the same thing this year as they were last year.
Yeah.
And the state, Jerry Brown says, don't worry, we're not going to let you go bankrupt.
It's so climate change. Pay? That's what he says. It's climate change. Huh, I don't know what to do about it. Now, and like I said, it's not the right time to argue about whether or not you believe in man-made climate change or I believe in man-made. The thing is we have to do something now. And what we have to do now is clear brush, lift environmental regulations so that we can remove dead trees, that we can remove dead brush, that we can allow equipment to go into areas to do all that, because otherwise it's going to keep happening. And if the pressure isn't put on these electric companies, Edison and PG&E are going to be at the root, I guarantee you, of these two fires that have been burning in the state of California
past
week.
Yep.
And if we allow them this pass where it's actually cheaper for them to let the fires happen because what they have to pay out is capped, well, it's going to keep happening over and over again.
Yeah. It's a bad situation. It needs to be rectified. 10 before the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Our focus on your health and well-being, a very important cog in the wheel for all the things that I do on the radio. So let's pay more attention. We all pay attention, but more attention to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist. Lake Cardiology down in Mandurah, Florida is his shop. And as an expert in the heart, couple of things. One of the things that he does for us continually while he's on the air is check out the various annual meetings of organizations, things that are in the journals of medicine, that sort of thing, and interprets them so you know what the heck these people, you know, you can never understand what a doctor says or what he writes. So here we are. Ken is going to take us down into a couple of areas about your heart because he is a cardiologist. Bypasses and the way to take care of your heart if you have a diabetic problem. Wasn't this National Diabetes Week? I think it is, yeah.
Well, this was the week the American Heart Association meets with their annual scientific meeting, and there's a ton of new research that's released this week. So that's why there's a lot of heart news this week.
Okay. So diabetes and bypass operations, how do they fit together?
This is a very important big study that was released. People with both diabetes and multiple clogged heart arteries, Doug, live longer if they undergo bypass surgery rather than have their blood vessels reopened with stents. Patients treated with coronary artery bypass surgery, they survive about 3 years longer than those who have their blood vessels propped open with stents. Surprising result, but true.
You're surprised.
A little bit. It was that this big a difference, but there is.
So what would you, from a cardiologist's point of view, why would this be? Okay, so here's the result that says a bypass is better if you have diabetes, to fix your problem with your heart. But why would that be? What's going on in your body that makes that make sense?
Well, just the diabetes. These are people with multiple blockages, and they have underlying propulsion to have these vessels close down, which is what diabetes does. And it just seems like the pushback is not enough with the stenting, and you need something more definitive.
Mm-hmm. Bypass surgery. So is that pretty easy, though, now, compared to what it was when we first introduced, what, 50 years ago?
It is a lot easier. It depends on the patient. It depends on the skill set of the surgeon. But it's getting more and more minimal, and the amount that you have to actually open up the chest is getting less and less. And some of it is done through very small incisions these days. It depends on the case.
Right. That's technology, among other things, that really saves the day here, it sounds like.
Technology and the skill set of the surgeon.
Right. Okay. All right. So, as long as we're in the heart department here, here's a study that kind of, for me anyway, is a duh, because we talk about this all the time, but why don't you explain especially the omega-3 impact?
Well, also out of the same heart meeting, eating more fish or taking fish oil supplement can reduce everyone's risk of a heart attack. The important take home out of this, Doug, is that the better choice is eating it, if you can, with oily fish, salmon, sardines, tuna, mackerel. But if you, so many people just don't like eating two servings of fish a week, then yes, the fish oil capsules do have a beneficial effect. A gram a day was used in this study.
A gram a day.
Yes.
So we're probably getting that out of fish supplements. So although you, as you said, you got to most of the good omega-3 capsules have a gram, don't they?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. But you got to have it. I take. I probably have
one way or the other. You get it.
You've got to get it. 2-4 grams a day I probably take. I think that's why I don't have much plaque in my system as much, thanks to you and your good work. Dr. Ken here. Here's a focus on something that we all need to make sure we have plenty of, and that's a strong immune system. Enhancing my immune system, helping you to enhance your immune system at this time of year. This is a big deal, but I'll tell you, it's easy to do with Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Couple of capsules in the morning, couple at night. These 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that have been powdered, and they have enzymes and probiotics in them. This is the way to energize that immune system of yours to help you stay away from colds and flu and all that sort of thing. Texas Superfood, in business for 23 years. They've come up with a perfect way for you to make sure that you are healthy, strong, and vital during the winter months. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. I've convinced myself and many other people, obviously the folks that are to Texas Superfood, think this is a good place for us to tell the story. The story is great. It works. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order your Texas Superfood Complete Organic to boost your immune system. Texas Superfood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.